Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Spring is here, and so are the critters. If critters are making themselves at home in your home, call Critter Control, serving the Pine Belt and Gulf Coast. They'll remove those pests and keep them out for good. Call Nathan at 601-467-9341. Critter Control. Get them out, keep them out.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove. Bob Getty, Kelly Sander, Dima Mixon, we're glad you're with us. Opening segment of our show today being sponsored by Movie Star Restaurant. Big crowd of people over there right now enjoying a delicious Southern cooking buffet. They cook up 6 days a week for 25 years, Movie Star Restaurant, just in case you want to take your family out for a wonderful meal. Any day of the week, always put Movie Star high on your list. Also want to thank our good friends at Forest Healthcare. They remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but you are always the most important player. So you be sure you get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. We're very grateful to Forest Healthcare for sponsoring the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, on the show today, Southern Miss has a new women's soccer coach. He's going to join us a little later in the program. We're going to visit with Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation. Is that right? Haven't had Heath on the show in a while. But we're going to start the show out with a couple of tidbits of news, and there may be some big movement taking place in the Sun Belt Conference baseball-wise. Dima, fill us in on that.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk right now, chatter, as you will, as everybody seems to have their sources this time of year. It's in December when football season is done, and then when baseball season is done, everybody seems to have their sources. But the word on the street now is that there's a heavy play at South Carolina to get Coastal Carolina head coach Kevin Schnall as their next head baseball coach, and that is nothing official yet. Looks like some dominoes and some things still need to fall, but I would expect a decision soon, almost maybe this afternoon, maybe during this hour, but very soon. And that, of course, would be very big news for the Sun Belt, in that the fact that you have a World Series finals coach, you know, departing the program in a Sun Belt school, Coastal Carolina's head coaching position would therefore be open, which would be a big, big, big position for anybody in the Sun Belt. And then, it's going to be interesting to watch that over the next couple of hours, couple of days. But my sources say, no, I'm just kidding, I don't have any sources.
Yeah, I would be shocked if this didn't happen.
None of us have any sources.
This has been the worst kept secret in the world.
Right. Well, I agree, Kelly. Here's what I would ask both of you guys. That'd be three head coaches over there in the last few years. So there's obviously turmoil taking place to a degree at Coastal. And in today's world, of course, he's subject to take half the team with him to South Carolina. Does this open the door for, dare I say it, Troy to become the other power in the conference? In other words, will we go from Southern Miss and Coastal as seen as the best two teams in the league to Southern Miss and Troy?
I think there's a good argument. You have to think of it this way. You know, as far as coaches go, I mean, Schnall right now is by far the best coach in the Sun Belt, you know, just from what he's done in a postseason perspective. And then now, hypothetically, if he leaves, Skylar Meade at Troy, if they win this weekend, he would be the only coach in the league to get his team to Omaha.
That's hard to believe.
It's unbelievable to believe. And off the top of my head, he would probably be the only coach in the league who's won a regional.
Well, let me tell you, don't be surprised if Skylar Meade is also leaving.
Sure, that's a great argument.
At the end of the season.
Could he be at Coastal?
No, I don't think that would happen. But there are other dominoes falling at other schools. And I just
the Skylar Meade become a hot commodity just based on this one fluky little situation that's developed with him?
I don't know, because I mean, I still consider Christian Ostrander the best coach in the Sun Belt,
right.
But from a postseason perspective, you have to think that Schnall would be the best one just because of what they did last season and the year before and stuff like that. But he was only a first-year coach. He's only a second-year coach.
Well, they wouldn't come knocking at the door for Oz, would they?
No.
Okay. And I'll tell you why. Is number one, he has made it very clear that because of family connections and the situation he's in at Southern Miss, and it's what I call the Jeff Bauer syndrome, too. When Coach Bauer was the head football coach, he had a chance to go to Wyoming. He had a chance to go to some schools in Texas as head coach of these different universities. And he told the first two or three suitors no. And what happens is once you kind of get in that habit of saying no, people who are in the job market say, no, we're not going to approach that guy because he's already turned down three other jobs.
Absolutely.
He's happy where he's at, and he's not going to go anywhere.
I will say with Oz, though, there is, you know, I do think that there are jobs out there that would be attractive to him. And I just say that I don't see Oz ever taking another mid-major job because – he views Southern Miss as the best mid-major program that you could be a coach at, which I think he's pretty much right on that. There's very few that are like Southern Miss with the fan base is bought in as this fan base is and things like that. But, you know, there are certain Power Four head coaching opportunities that I do think he would at least – I mean, any reasonable man would have to, you know, consider if he was ever offered those. I don't think that's going to be anytime soon. But let's just say that – let's say next year Southern Miss makes it to the World Series. You know, it's going to be kind of in the same scenario of if when Southern Miss finally does make the World Series and if Oz is the coach, he's going to get pulled. I mean, that's just the job and the market that he's in.
But I also think, to be realistic, the marks against him right now is postseason.
Sure.
Lack of postseason success.
Which is why I don't think anything would happen in the near future. But that's why I said if they made it to Omaha, then, okay, you got that monkey off your back, and now look at all what he's done. Regular season champions, Sun Belt champions, 3 out of 4. You know, resume is so much more incredible. You know, and I hate to bring this up because I know everybody's going to be like, oh, here he's going to bring up this team. Ohio State. I'm just going to say this. Ryan Day at Ohio State, football coach at Ohio State, incredible regular season numbers. Could never beat Michigan. Couldn't do it. Couldn't beat Michigan and couldn't win the national championship. 2024, they win the national championship, and now he's viewed as one of the best coaches in college baseball. I think something like that is very similar to what Ostrander could happen.
Yeah, and it kind of goes back. I had a conversation with the famed basketball coach, Tim Floyd, and you wonder why. Say, well, why would a coach want to leave? Well, here's what Tim Floyd told me. He said that, you know, when he got to thinking about it, Kelly, he was at Iowa State, your alma mater. He said, I didn't really want to coach professional basketball, but when I looked at the money – and I knew it would be generational wealth for my family, I had an obligation to take care of my family.
Well, when I had that conversation with him way back when, I asked that exact same question, Bob, and he said, I'll give you 8 million reasons.
Well, yeah, 8 million reasons to get your attention on.
It can change my view real quick.
I'm still a little shocked, guys, after watching this guy and doing a little research of what a great job this guy did over at Jacksonville State. You build a baseball team like that and at a school like that, with all due respect, obviously, to Jacksonville. I was told it was a fine academic school. Great job, man. He's built this program up, and now he's willing to walk away from it. And I assume that's over money, right?
Yeah, and the fact
Canyon has a lot of money.
And the fact that Jacksonville State is a remote area. Mm-hmm. Now, it is just east of Lake Gunnersville up there in northeast Alabama. But, you know, Jacksonville, Alabama, or the opportunities that Phoenix, Arizona can bring you, not only professionally, but but socially.
Is that where Grand Canyon is?
It's in that area.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. Okay. Well, we'll if we hear anything about the coastal situation, we'll let you know. But that would be big news. Big news in Sun Belt baseball.
And it is interesting that we mentioned on this program about the uncertainty of different coaching situations, what that does to people who had already committed. And we'll take, for example, Coy Clements,
who's no longer committed now.
Right. He was at Oak Grove High School, prepped out of Oak Grove, then went to Southern Miss for a year, then to Pearl River Community College, where he set a single-season home run record this year. He committed to Houston, the University of Houston. Well, they lost their coach, have hired a new coach. Well, now Coy Clements announces on social media that his recruitment has reopened. So as these other coaches get placed into new areas, what happens to those guys who had already committed? It's the carousel is indeed turning, and there'll be some interesting results.
Absolutely, and really this week is when I expect a lot of the coaching, this week and next week, to a lot of the coaching things to kind of figure themselves out, you know, and then the transfer portal, I really expect to pick up, you know, toward the end of next week and then onwards until June 30th, and a lot of names right now in the portal, still just two from Southern Miss, still the two that we mentioned on Monday. Just those two players, and we will obviously continue to monitor that as the month goes on here in the Berg.
Real quickly, I know they've been having exit interviews all week. Do you think if there were key players entering the portal, we would know about it now, Dima?
You would hope so, but that was not the case a couple seasons ago.
Yeah. Because after the exit meetings, it's very one of the things you do in an exit meeting
find out.
Is make the coaches make it very clear where and if that player fits in the puzzle for next year. And if there is no intentions or it's going to be a tough push, then the players usually make that decision to jump.
And then there's the draft. When does the draft start?
July.
We'll be right back, everybody.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
You know, our good friends at Eagle Tire West always sponsor this segment of the program. That's where you'll find Matt Warren and his great family. They own Eagle Tire on Hardy Street and Eagle Tire West out on Highway 98 West. Full service work for cars and trucks. They just did some extensive work on my car. Did a great, great job. They sell Goodyear tires and all other major brands as well. In fact, they can order any brand that you want. And, of course, they're big Southern Miss supporters, and they're good friends of ours at Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. And I'm very happy to have them part of our operation.
So if you need that work done, go there because you know that some of the money is going to go right back to Southern Miss.
Correct, as opposed to the chain store that just opened down the road that money goes to California. You know, that doesn't make any sense to me. Shop local.
Speaking of California, did you see that a Republican was leading the governor primary?
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
It's unbelievable.
I think hell froze over.
What are they doing out there?
Well, they hadn't counted all the mail-in
ballots. I'm sure there'll be a stack of those that come out.
They'll be rolling in over the next month, that's for sure.
They'll find out how many they need.
I looked last night, and it said 58% of the vote was in, and I looked about 30 minutes ago, and you know what? How much percent of the vote was in?
59.
58. Yeah. they hadn't counted a single vote.
That's a great point. They have to determine the level of deficit before the mail-in ballots come in.
Yeah, that's how many they're short. That's what, one year I went to a Halloween party in Hattiesburg. Do you remember when the big kerfuffle over the mayor's race with Johnny Dupree and...
Oh, how could I forget?
And Dave Ware, right? And the one box that came in late...
Mysteriously appeared at about 3 in the morning.
I went to a Halloween party the next year. I had paper like sticking out of me like I was a ballot box, and my belt was broken like the seal had been broken.
Well, you know, the strange thing was, too, that every single one of those votes.
Unfortunately for Kelly, his belt is always broken.
It was holding up a lot.
It was easy. It was easy for the costume.
Those ballots are always one-sided on those late arrivals.
It's interesting.
It's really quite an astonishing
America.
Culture.
What does Heath Hinton think about that?
What do you think about that, Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation?
I think mail-in voting can be a little insane at times.
Yeah, I think you're
probably That's what right. I think.
I think if you can't get to the polls on
what are we doing?
What are we doing here? Never mind.
Tell you what, for a mail-in ballot at Heath's place, you got to have a goat or a donkey or something to get it out of there.
Yeah, you gotta have trust me, you got to turn off the paved road to get to where I am.
Pack animal. We got some pack animals.
Yes.
To get I thought he was living on his yacht.
Yeah. Yeah, what happened to the yacht, Heath? You sell it?
I sold. It was too hard to get the wheelchair on there, and the crane wasn't working right, so I just sold it. I'm just going to get me a cruise ship instead.
Oh well, I'm glad to hear it. All right, now speaking of needs,
I want plenty of room.
All right, give us your evaluation. You hear that, Kelly? Evaluation. Very, very,
very Southern.
Can you tell baseball's over? We're just trying to kill the hour here. Heath, give us your evaluation of we're talking earlier about the portal, kids that are entering the portal from around the country. Where do you suspect Southern Miss coaches will be looking in the portal for whom and what position, I guess, would be a better way to ask you?
I think what I've been hearing, where they're looking at, you're going to be looking at outfield, maybe corner outfielder, center fielder, probably a first baseman. Middle infielder, catcher. If you're talking position players, then they're going to be looking for some left-handed arms for pitches, especially in the bullpen. I feel like that's the approach they're going to take. One thing about this lineup, there was plenty of guys that hit a home run, but getting on base and driving in runs, double gaps, things, there just wasn't a lot of that, and the coaches know it. So they're going to need to go out and find some guys that are You take, for instance, the Piasecki guy from Troy. He was a transfer into Troy last year. One of the hardest guys I've ever seen to get out. Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't strike out. He put the bat on the ball. And they're going to be looking for guys like that. So there's a second baseman from, App State, who's in the portal that might be an interesting fit at Southern Miss. You never know. They're probably looking at the first baseman. Those guys are really hard to get, though, because if you get a power first baseman, a power corner infielder in the portal, they're going to have a lot of money thrown at them, so we'll see about that. But, you know, they're looking at I'm sure there's got a lot of money freed up because of all the guys that left. You got Colby gone. You got Urban gone. You got Higdon gone. You got so much money freed up, Russo. That you're going to be able to go out and have a little money to go and get some guys to come in.
Yeah, Heath, and I think it's important to note just how much they're going to be losing on next year's team, but also in a way you kind of want to rebuild it in a different way than you had this season, right, where you're saying you had a lot of power bats. But I think in this portal – they're not going to be looking for necessarily all those power bats that they had in this lineup. They're going to be looking for the, like you said, the Piasekis or whatever it is. And how much do you think they're going to look towards the junior college level?
I think they'll look some towards the junior college level, but Southern Miss has such a good name in college baseball that they could probably go out and find some guys who are going to be going into their junior year that have D1 experience from good programs. So, yeah, they're going to look at JUCO. They always do, maybe a pitcher or two. But they really, I think, with the name Southern Miss has, they can go out and get some guys in the portal and use that money they're going to have freed up to bring some guys in. It's an interesting place that Southern Miss finds itself in right now because, yes, the recruiting class coming in is incredible. When you got five of the top ten freshmen in the state coming to Hattiesburg, that's really impressive. But it's going to take them a while to get adjusted. So you're going to need to bring some guys in that are going to be able to fill those holes immediately. They are losing a lot, but you know, also they're retaining some too. You got Gillespie, you got Barrett. Long should be better next year. Stockman's back. So there are some pieces there. I expect Stockman to have a much better year next year. I just think that, you know, you got to add those pieces. And if you think about those pieces right there, except for maybe Long, those are kind of slug guys. Those are guys that hit home runs. You need to add the pieces out there that can get on base, that can drive in runs with singles, doubles in the gap. We need to get some speed. Man, they missed speed at the top of the lineup this year. They just did. Seth Smith was really good, but Smith would have been a fantastic two guy behind some of the leadoff hitters they've had in the past. So I think they're going to look for speed and guys that really can get on base at a high level.
Do you worry, Heath, to any degree about key Southern Miss players entering the portal?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, maybe. It's going to be tough for some kids when they get, you know, when you get coached by some of the SEC schools and they're throwing big-time money at you. It's hard to turn it down, but you also got to think of it in that sense. If he goes there, does he just become a number? If he stays at Southern Miss, what are the chances? He may not make as much at Southern Miss, but if he gets drafted next year, it's probably going to be he's going to get a higher bonus. I think there's just a lot of things that weigh into that situation. Which is better for you? Do you go to a school that acquires talent, or do you go to a school that develops talent?
Yeah.
And most SEC schools now are acquiring talent. Southern Miss is still in the development stage, and I think that's a big issue.
Isn't that a sad reality, Kelly?
Well, basketball. Jay Ladner's even joking now that the new basketball slogan
that was great.
Yeah, come to Southern Miss, we'll make you a millionaire.
Yeah.
You know, so I think a lot of the Southern Miss coaches are in situations where they're in the business of developing, and then these guys, once they're developed, or certainly much better than they were than before they came here, then they take the first check thrown at them.
David, do we have any idea where how much NIL money baseball programs within the Sun Belt have to operate? Is that ever publicly acknowledged?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a lot. I know it's definitely not as much as football or basketball. But I would argue, and Heath, you probably know a lot about this, but, I mean, arguably Southern Miss has to have one of the highest, you know, between the dugout club.
Southern Miss and Coastal Carolina are your two top dogs in that area.
Right.
There's no question.
It's by
a good bit, too. So
it's like you have the ability to operate because, like, for example, if this program was like a ULM or something like that, you know, that's really struggling to find players. You know, that's why that, you know, those pitching staffs aren't as deep. You know, they don't have as, you know, 1 through 9. Southern Miss can operate in such a different perspective than that. And I do agree with Heath that the guys that you're losing is tough, such as the Russos and Allens and Urbans and Higdons, but that's going to free up a lot of money for you to go out into the portal and get some guys.
Yeah. And I heard that.
And
Matt,
something else.
Go ahead, Heath.
I'm sorry, Kelly. I was just going to say something else that people may not realize is Coach Ostrander gets called a lot. People reach out to Southern Miss wanting to play at Southern Miss. It's not an issue of Southern Miss has to go out and find it. A lot of times, agents, parents, a lot of times they're calling Southern Miss saying, hey, we got this guy, we want to come play there, or they want to come pitch for Ostrander. That happens a lot, too, and that's how Southern Miss has found some guys. So it's kind of interesting how the portal works. Southern Miss has a good reputation, and people want to be there.
Yeah. All right, Heath, we appreciate you, man. Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation, and Heath, how can people subscribe to your chat room?
Yeah, just go to On3, Big Gold Nation, sign up. We got a 50% off sale right now for your subscription, so come join and have a lot of fun, and love to have you on. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having
me
on.
My man. Thanks. Heath Hinton, everybody. Big Gold Nation. We'll be right back. Super Talk Eagle Hour continues.
Southern Miss to the top.
DBAT sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. DBAT is located on Hardy Street, and you know all about it. State-of-the-art, absolutely beautiful facility for baseball, softball training for kids and adults, I suppose, and sports training of any sport for adults. They've got great instructors down there, beautiful facilities, and a plan to make you the best you can be in whatever sport you choose to pursue. MCS Home Center, that's where the Pine Belt goes for their home remodeling and home construction and home repair projects, and you should too. They've got everything you need for your next project, whether it be your home and your lawn or your garden. It's all available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. They got local folks out there eager to help you, 7329 Highway 98 West, and they truly believe in customer service and Boy, that's refreshing if you go to these big box home improvement stores. Customer service, that's what they do at MCS Home Center.
They've got appliances there too now, Bob.
Beautiful appliances.
Yeah, it really isn't any, you don't need to go really anywhere else.
Grills, outdoor grills, and cooking
and
for the summer.
And it seems like every month they're adding new stuff that they haven't had before.
Around. Well, that's because Stone runs a place, and you know, he runs a tight ship.
Stone Lot is the man.
He is the man, there's no doubt about that. I'll tell you, another man is down at Genesis of Hattiesburg. That is Matt Grubbs. He does so much for Southern Miss Athletics. He owns the Genesis of Hattiesburg dealership. Kevin Mullins runs the place, of course, and that's where you'll find their beautiful sedans and SUVs. And that is Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership. And it's right here in Hattiesburg on Highway 98 West.
And Danny Owens is the man for Southern Miss Women's Soccer. He's the head soccer coach entering his first season. And as we welcome you, Coach Owens, to the Eagle Hour, you've got a big camp coming up this weekend where there's going to be some of the finest soccer players in the state coming to Hattiesburg. Tell us the purpose of the camp. And then you guys are going to be among the first teams on campus for the fall. I think July 15th you guys are able to report and get going. As we welcome you, let's start with the camp this weekend, Coach Owens, and we'll go from there.
Thanks for having me. We have a called an ID camp. It's just an opportunity to bring players around from, like you said, from the state. We have players from Louisiana and Alabama and even Arkansas coming in, so even kind of regionally as well. And it just gives us the time to get players on campus and have them work with our staff, you know, and they get a kind of a feel for our coaching staff, and then we can get a feel for their personality. And we do, you know, we'll do like some practice sessions and some mini games, and then we end with the full game, and just, you know, again, get them on campus and let's really get a good look at these players who are interested in coming to Southern Miss.
You know, say 10 or 15 years ago, before the advent of social media, these camps were really a good thing to identify talent, and you found a lot of talent, diamonds in the rough, so to speak. But really, Coach Owens, any more with social media, are there any athletes in any sport that you guys at the head coaching level, at the Division I level, don't know about? I mean, do you ever find those diamonds in the rough that just nobody seemed to identify originally?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I think these players are educated enough now. They do a really good job of promoting themselves. But you can find, you know, because there's different levels of events and showcases that players can attend, and not every player is able to attend those events. So there's some good local talent in and around, you know, Mississippi, Louisiana that you can find that maybe just didn't get seen or didn't get seen enough by coaches. So I would say, yeah, again, this just gives us an opportunity. Some of these players we know, some of these players maybe we've heard of, but we haven't really been able to see yet. And so it's a more personable opportunity to get to know these players and get a good feel for what they can do. And again, like, you know, just on the personal side, when you're at an event or a game and you just get to watch from the sideline and you leave, this gets you, you know, to kind of work with them and see their, their training habits and some of the smaller stuff that maybe you don't get to see in a game.
And I think I was right that July 15th is when the women's will report for Southern Miss Soccer. And it's no secret, Coach Owens, that it's a really rough season last year. So when you take a look at your priority list, what are some of the top two or three things that you've got to get established heading into your first season?
Yeah, so we have 19 new players coming in. So it's going to be a brand new roster, total turnover. I think we have 8 returning from last year's team. So really just get these players in. And, you know, a lot of them we know, but just kind of figuring out what pieces of the puzzle fits. And that's going to take us a while. So I think this is the first year that Division I has allowed coaches get to actually work with the players. Typically you come in and you can work with the strength coach and they can do their running, but you couldn't interact with the players while they're on campus. But this is the first year where we can spend 10 hours a week for the first couple weeks with the players. So of all the years, especially for Southern Miss, this is really important because we're going to have so many new players. So I think we've talked to the coaching staff. We're going to approach this a little bit different, and we're maybe going to where we used to start with the smaller pieces of the game and kind of build it to the big game. I think I'm going to go reverse and show them the big picture first over the first week, and then condense it. You know, once we get to a traditional preseason time frame, condense it. But maybe they already have the, you know, the big picture of what we're trying to do, because I think getting these players to understand how we want to play, how do we want to defend, how do we want to attack, and trying to get everybody on the same page. We really have a month. I think we open up August 13th. So we have 1 month to kind of, you know, it's not players coming into a system that they already know from the previous year. It's they're new, we're new. Even the players here are basically new as well. So just getting everybody on the same page is going to be really important those first couple weeks.
Coach, this is Diva Mixon. I'm just curious what you can tell us and what you can tell the listeners just about some of the players that you have on your team. You mentioned several new players. I guess, did any of them come with you over from William Carey? You know, all those things. Just share us a little bit about some of your players.
Yeah, so we did. We brought three players over with us in the spring, and we have one more who's graduating. She was already coming, Ella Jeffcoat, from you know, from the Jones area, from Laurel area. She was already coming to Southern Miss to do nutrition, so we kind of lucked out with having her come and join us next fall. So we're real happy with the players that we have returning. We have, and then we picked up five in the spring, so like we said, a couple William Carey players and a couple transfers that came in. And then we have players, handful of freshmen that are coming in. Some of them were signed from the previous staff, which we're excited about. And then really we had to go out and find our type of player, the players that we want. So we have kind of a combination of freshmen coming in and then a combination of transfers. We have like the freshman of the year from a Division II school and an all conference goalkeeper coming in from a Division II school. So you know, some of those players, and then just different players, you know, some Division I players that have transferred from over. So just kind of a mix of everything. Some are international, some are, you know, local players from the area, a player from Texas. So it's kind of just a mix of players, you know, young and old, experienced and local and from afar.
Real final question, Coach Owens. You had been on Southern Miss's list for a long time, but you wouldn't leave William Carey. What made you? Was there a defining moment that you said, "Now is the time for me to make the jump from Carey to Southern Miss"?
Yeah, I think it wasn't. I think I accomplished a lot at William Carey. You know, playing in four national championship games, and I think in the middle of the year we became the all-time winningest program in the NAI at William Carey, and so. I think the opportunity to stay here, obviously very familiar with it. I think Jeremy was very welcoming, and some of the, you know, things that I wanted to maybe have put in place coming over, you know, Jeremy was accommodating to that. And so there was really no reason to say no from the Southern Miss side of things. And from William Carey side of things, I think I accomplished everything. I loved William Carey, could have stayed there for my career, but you know, the opportunity for something different and a new challenge, you know, rose, and it was local, and can't tell you how many people have told me how lucky I am, you know, to make this jump and being local. And I think my local ties and to the community has really helped kind of kickstart. We're trying to get some locker rooms built and doing different stuff. So so I think all that, I think it was an easy transition, and you know, I think it was good for me. I think it's going to be good for Southern Miss. So, you know, I was really excited about the opportunity, and I've had a blast. It's been a lot of work, but I've had a blast these last 4 or 5 months with this new challenge.
All right, Coach, we sure appreciate your time very much, and look forward to those camps, and look forward to the new season. Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, as we head to the break, here's a non-sports related bulletin, but I find very interesting. I know a lot of people around here enjoy going down to 30A in the Florida Panhandle. Well, the water has been closed from Seagrove to Grayton Beach because of an apparent shark attack. off the coast of 30A this morning. So double red flags, weren't supposed to be in the water anyway, and now there's another reason not to be
maybe,
in the water.
Maybe it's so. Just Ole Miss fans vacationing, huh?
No, they're in Auburn. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Got some gold and silver you need to sell? Need some hard, cold cash? No better place to go than Jewel Masters. Highway 98 West. Marty Vick's been buying gold and silver longer than anyone in the Pine Belt. I say it every day, but it's so true. Don't be fooled by these Johnny-come-latelys. If you want top dollar, you want to be treated confidentially, you want it to be easy, in and out, quickly, you're out the door with your cash. Make sure you see Marty Vick at Jewel Masters. All right, news and notes, guys.
Yeah, the Mississippi Southern Miss M Club Alumni Association has announced its seven-member 2026 Hall of Fame class. Now, you know you're getting old, Bob, when regardless of how far these athletes go back, you remember when they played.
Correct. Right.
And all of these are on that list. Jamie Collins from football, of course. He was at Southern Miss from 2009 to 2012. Went on to have a great NFL career. Jamera Faulkner with the women's basketball team. Four-year starter, 2010 to 2014. Daryl Lindsay in baseball goes back to the Hill Denson years, 85 through 88. You see his jerseys posted, I know, in Buffalo Wild Wings locally and in the suites there at the – at the baseball field. Jeff Posey in football, who I think you're going to interview on Legends, Bob, at some point. Jeff Posey, I think you've got him scheduled to be on.
I think that's right.
Yeah, one of your podcasts. Ashley Ryer Castleman, who ran track at Southern Miss from 2004 to 2007. And, of course, former cross-country head coach Wayne Williams. And Todd McCall, former director of sports medicine, who I think may have been on this show a time or two as well. Mm-hmm. But the induction is going to take place on Friday night, October 16th, and then they'll be introduced to the public on Saturday, October 17th, during the home football game against Arkansas State, which will no doubt be a sellout.
Speaking of the podcast, we're releasing the Jay Hobson interview tomorrow, and I want to ask you this, Kelly. The man coached here for 4 years. He had four winning seasons and three bowl games, and they ran him off. Can you explain that to me?
I could, but we only have about 3 minutes left in the show.
It's really the damnedest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's look, the one good thing about this show is we can call it the way we see it.
Right.
And the athletic department aside, sometimes the athletic department has to answer to people above them who didn't make very good decisions.
Correct.
And
Jay left on his own accord, we should say that. But
Jay Hobson's not going to say it because he's far too Christian and a gentleman, but in my opinion, he got ripped off.
You know, he's a heck of a football coach, too, man. He's got a heck of a history as a football coach, all SEC player at Ole Miss. And the only guy I've ever known that went to school at Ole Miss but tells you, he told me that, you cut me right now, I'd bleed black and gold. I'm a golden eagle. I mean, he really feels that way.
And you would have thought that the athletic department would have learned from getting rid of Jeff Bauer the way they did,
or MK Turk,
that they would
or
have
Jim
learned.
Carmody.
Yeah, that they would have learned. You don't run good people off.
You realize that Jim Carmody, Jeff Bauer, MK Turk are all in the Sports Hall of Fame and all got run off.
And Jay Hobson got run off. I mean, when you look at his resume and what he accomplished as a head coach here.
It was pretty good.
We would die for that now.
Four winning seasons and three bowl games in 4 years. Dima, that's probably reason to run a guy away.
Well, wasn't my choice.
And I really don't. I think there was a lot more to it than an athletic department decision.
I don't think it totally wasn't athletic.
No, for sure it wasn't.
No.
But that's, look, everybody's got to answer to a boss.
Anyway, interesting interview coming up.
And where can I hear that, Bob?
You can hear it on Apple or Spotify.
And do I go to Legends with Bob Getty?
You do.
Okay.
And you should, as you click it on, you should say, thank you, Dima Mixon, because Bob Getty would have no idea how to get it on.
Well, and I would have to type it in because Siri's not going to take me anywhere.
Yeah, and speaking of football, the Sun Belt Media Day lineup was announced today, and it's held in New Orleans as it is every year, July 15th and 16th, and Southern Miss will go on Thursday. That's the...
that the 16th?
That's the 16th.
Okay.
With new member of the Sun Belt, Louisiana Tech, as well, joining the Sun Belt there as well. And Keith Gill will give his State of the Conference address on Wednesday, July 15th, which means, you know, every other year for me, I have to go both days because you have to go for Keith Gill and Southern Miss. So.
Will you guys please ask him why in baseball they don't schedule Southern Miss and Coastal every year?
I was just going to say.
And why they don't have a media day for their best sport.
He probably won't want to field that question, but I'm going to ask it.
It's got to be one of the first questions. And scheduling in general, like, what are they doing?
Yeah, like basketball scheduling.
Yes.
Just four games.
Four game road swings, you know.
All right, so you guys are making notes for all this?
Oh, yeah. We're not going to let him off the hook. Because
they're going to grill him, aren't you?
Yeah, here comes the boys from the Eagle Hour. He's going to be dreading it.
Yeah. We're highly skilled, cutting-edge journalists, buddy. We're not going to let him just off the hook like that.
I just can't wait to see what Kelly wears for the two-day event.
Yeah. Are you going to wear that nice pink outfit you got on today, Kelly?
But you guys just can't stand the fact that I happen to have a flair for fashion.
Will you at least wear pants?
Yes, of course I'm going to wear
pants. You know, it's actually a nice event. You're supposed to wear some...
There are TV cameras there. Yeah. I'll have my pants on, not my underwear and Megadeth t-shirt that I normally wear.
No cartoon t-shirts, please.
Okay.
You actually have to look presentable at that event, Kelly. Yeah.
Well, not everybody... I mean, there's one guy there that says he's from Super Talk, Mississippi, and I've never seen the guy in my life.
We have no idea who he is.
But that's the truth, isn't it, Bob?
We have no idea who he is.
That is the truth,
okay,
listeners.
Okay, let's stop before you get us in trouble here. All right, that wraps up this show, and I'm glad it does. Back tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
We hope.
Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. Into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.